Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, also known as SM2N. And it's Saturday, the 25th of February, 2012. This is my audio blog. Right, now, so I just wanted to reply quickly to McColgan. He raised a question in the boo that I listened to this morning, but I think he might have booed it yesterday. All about sound quality in audio boos and headphones and microphones, built-in microphones and stuff. And I found that a really timely question because I've been thinking about that a bit myself recently. With listening to booze. Recently, I was about a month ago. There was a recording that Savvy made of Mark Rock talking at some conference with somebody from Mumsnet. This boo, I had it in my downcast queue to listen to, and every time I would try and listen to it, I just couldn't listen to it because it was just far too quiet. Because it was, you know, she recorded it from the audience. She was nowhere near the people speaking. And I just kind of knew that if I found the right quiet environment, that I could listen to it and it would be okay. And a similar thing. So this kind of languished in my queue for a long time. And every time my queue would empty on Downcast, it would then, of course, I'd get to the end of the playlist. It would then start at the beginning of the playlist, and this boo would start playing again. So it was kind of nagging at me. I really do need to listen to this recording. And then McColgan went to a Twitter conference a couple of days ago, and he recorded some of the sessions that were from the audience. And again, I can't listen to those because they're too quiet. The people that are speaking are too quiet, and then the rustling noises from the audience, and they're difficult to listen to. And I'm not complaining. Sorry, please don't think I'm complaining. But I was thinking at the time, I either need to listen to this on my best headphones in a really quiet environment, or I need to process the audio. So what I did in the end with that that recording that Savvy made from Mark Rock was I downloaded it onto my my MacBook Air just when I was at a spare moment, and I downloaded version 1.4 of Levelator, which is a tool that I learned to use over the years. Just whacked it through there, and hey presto, a really, really brilliant, really easily to listen to recording came out, where all of the really quiet bits were amplified up to the level that they were audible, and any...
What for dinner today?
Oh, just excuse me, Mina comes in for a question.
It's lasagna!
That's right! Yay!
I have to say how I know it.
How do you know it's lasagna, Amelia?
Because we haven't had lasagna for ages.
Okay. And do you like lasagna?
Yeah, but what's the brown meat called?
It's called beef.
And what's the red meat called?
That's also beef, but it's not cooked yet. Now, yes, yeah, so any loud noises would then be equalised, and so they were the same volume as the distant voices on the stage recorded. So, miraculously, you got a very listenable piece of audio. And obviously I need to do the same thing to the sessions that Omani Blog recorded, so I can listen to those. And then, of course, I'm thinking, well, isn't it a shame that that this isn't being done automatically for us? You know, isn't it a shame that I can't, in the Downcast app? The Downcast app, at least that has the benefit that you can increase the sound level. You can boost the sound level for an individual feed. So there's one, you know, podcast feed that's quieter than the others. You can tweak it so that it will be compensated for. But that doesn't do the same job as Levelator. But it can give you that extra bit of a boost. Say, for instance, when you get a recording from Acrobat, which is usually a fairly clean recording, but a bit quiet, or a recording from Radio Kate. Now we must have a word with Radio Kate, because she's got radio in her name. She should know how to get a decent microphone set up. But she's obviously got a non-optimal choice of microphone, which is why she's coming through very quietly. Anyway, I don't profess to know everything about this. I'm not a professional. I've been doing, as a sort of a hobby, I've been doing audio for the internet for about 10 years now. I started podcasting in 2005 and did that for about 5 years the proper way, and I've been audio booing since then. There was a big overlap period while I was audio booing and podcasting. But while I was doing that, I learned, and also when I was doing music before the podcasting, I learned a few things about audio, and so I can only offer what I know, what I've learned from all of that. But I totally accept that somebody who's a lot more professional about these things will be able to tell us a lot more, and probably point out all the things that I make where I make a mistake. But certainly, Levelator is a great tool for balancing out audio which has loud bits and quiet bits. Now, you wouldn't want to do that to all audio going through audio booth. You wouldn't want to do that to a song, but it might be useful to do that for field recordings. And I think it's absolutely great that you've got people going around recording the audio from conferences, even if it's not the best technical recording, but with a bit of processing, it can become very, very listenable again, and it's a great value. So really not complaining about that. But yeah, so it made me think as to, wouldn't it be great if Downcast or another app or the Audioboo app itself would levelate this audio for me, apply a compression filter to it, which is compression is not a levelator is better than just a compressor, it does more than just a compressor does, but the compressor is a fundamental building block of correcting audio. So I was just thinking about whether the Audioboo app could take that as one of their options for how to further improve the Audioboo experience. Or I was also thinking, well, maybe they should just make it part of the on the server side. So maybe when somebody uploads an Audioboo to the Audioboo website, obviously the Audioboo servers process that audio and turn it into the MP3 of the right bitrate and all that sort of thing. Maybe they could have some optional processing on there. So maybe you upload a boo to that website, and then there's a little check button as to whether you want that audio to be enhanced or not. And then if you hit the enhance button, it could then it corrects the levels to make it more uniform. That's one thing. So what I'm very poorly explaining here is that what Mac describes, there's two or three different levels to it. So the first level obviously is going to be use the best microphone that you've got. That's obvious, isn't it? It's a garbage in, garbage out thing, isn't it? So yeah, absolutely. It's always a good idea to choose the best mic you've got available to you. So, and I think we found that the inbuilt mic that's built into the iPhone 4 is a really good microphone compared to most of the headsets that you plug into an iPhone 4. The standard Apple earbuds headset for the iPhone has a fairly good microphone in it, but the other ones that you might plug in, not so good. Because those microphones really are designed for making phone calls and not for anything more than that. Ultimate Ears is a headset manufacturer. They're now owned by Logitech, so they're now Logitech. But they still use the name Ultimate Ears. They make pretty good iPhone headsets. I've had a couple of sets of those and I've recommended them to others. They seem to have a fairly good microphone in them as well. So yeah, definitely capturing the audio in the best possible way with the best possible microphone is always going to be a good thing. But there's definitely a bias with the people that make these devices, these headsets, and there's a bias towards the sound quality for listening, but there's not such a bias towards the sound quality for the recording element of it. These headsets, so, and that's kind of at odds. That's because Audioboo is different, isn't it, than how the rest of how the majority of people use these headsets. Us that use them for Audioboo, we're a bit different, and so therefore the hardware isn't really optimised for us. So yeah, absolutely, I agree with you, Mac. If somebody does have a recommendation for a really good headset that would work as a good microphone and good for blocking out noise, then let's share that knowledge within the Audioboo community. For now, we're working around these things, I think. So I'm tending to use the iPhone headset now. I've gone away from the Ultimate Ears because I had a pretty nasty sort of ear infection, and I wonder whether that might have been related to all of this sticking earbuds deep into my ears. They're really good at keeping the noise out, so you don't have to have the volume up very loud, because they keep all the other noise around you away when it's listening, when you're listening. But yeah, there does seem to be a bit of a health risk with them. But might be worth a try. I now stick to over-the-ear headphones for listening when I want to have the best quality listening experience. And then I will either use the inbuilt microphone on the iPhone, as Mac does, or I use the iPhone headset if I'm driving, but the standard Apple one. But yeah, it does mean I'm then unplugging and unplugging and all that stuff. Now, and I think, Mac, you do a fairly good job. You're usually pretty audible. I can only think of one boo that you did where you weren't audible, the one where you thought you were talking through the sock on the bottom of your phone and you're actually talking through the headset. But other than that, your audio is pretty good. So you've got a good setup there from a listener's perspective, but I do appreciate that that's a bit of a faff for you. So so it's not ideal for you. But yes, so that's about the capturing the audio. And then, as I say, about listening to the audio, processing, it's really good that Audioboo will accept any audio of any quality, and the tools allow you to capture audio in really ad hoc moments and not have to worry about having a huge microphone and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's fantastic, and I think just a bit of processing would help. So if the Audioboo people can do something on the server side to clean up audio which is difficult to listen to, then that would be great. Or on the player side, in the devices that we're listening with, do it on the if it can be done. The user can then choose, oh, do I want to switch on and enhance or not on my app once I'm actually listening. That would be great. But for now, I'm just having to keep those bits of audio that are a bit difficult to listen to, or are far too quiet. I'm just having to keep them and then process them through Levered later so I can listen to them later. So I'll continue to do that. But I would certainly encourage you, if you do listen to somebody on Audioboo and they are a bit quiet, the levels are a bit low, then I encourage you to reach out to them and just say, hey, do you realise that you're quieter than everyone else and it can be difficult to hear you? So at least you then give them the opportunity to do something about it if they want to. So there we are. I think I've covered most of things. Oh, the only other thing I wanted to say was the Bose Quiet Comfort headphones. You were asking a bit about those, Mac. I got a set of those for Yana years ago when she was when she wanted to get. We were living in a flat that was a bit noisy, and she wanted some noise cancelling. So yeah, I got her those, and yeah, you're right. They are quite expensive. And they're good at cutting out noise like airplane noise, which is why they chose that example. But you're right, you know, so the constant noise they can cut out fairly well. It's the sudden noises don't get filtered out so well, and you tend to get a little bit of a hiss in the background from them as well. So they're not perfect, but you know that they do a good job in certain situations. And you know, it can make a big difference in those situations if you can turn a loud, constant humming noise into a very quiet hiss. That can be all you need to listen in comfort to something. So they're definitely worth a try if you've got the money to spend. There are other people that do smaller ones with lower prices, isolating the sound so that, you know, having a good set that go over your head, over your ears, or jam right into your ears and block out the noise is a really good way of doing it. So noise isolation rather than noise cancellation. It's definitely a good way to go. But yeah, it really depends upon the file that you're putting into your headphones. If it's too quiet, it needs to be rectified. If it's the levels are too bad on it, then they need to be rectified. So that a lot of that can be done in processing. But yeah, of course, always go back to the source if you can and get the best microphone and the best position for that microphone that you possibly can. So there we are. That's my long, long, long ramble about this subject, but hopefully that's been helpful. Take care, everyone. Toodle-boo.